Narrated Muhammad bin Abdul Rahman bin Nawfil al-Qurashi. I asked Urwa bin al-Zubayr, may Allah be pleased with them, regarding the Hajj of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Urwa replied, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, informed me that when the Prophet, peace be upon him, reached Mecca, the first thing he started with was the ablution. Then he performed tawaf at the Kaaba, and his intention was not Umrah alone, but Hajj and Umrah together. Later, Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, performed the Hajj, and the first thing he started with was tawaf of the Kaaba, and it was not Umrah alone, but Hajj and Umrah together. And then Umar did the same. Then Uthman performed the Hajj, and the first thing he started with was tawaf of the Kaaba, and it was not Umrah alone. And then Muawiyah and Abdullah bin Umar did the same. Then I performed Hajj with my father, Al-Zubayr bin Al-Awam. And the first thing he started with was tawaf of the Kaaba, and it was not Umrah alone, but Hajj and Umrah together. Then I saw Al-Muhajirin, emigrants, and the Ansar doing the same, and it was not Umrah alone. And the last person I saw doing the same was Ibn Umar, and he did not do another Umrah after finishing the first. Now here is Ibn Umar, present amongst the people. They neither ask him, nor anyone of the previous ones. And all these people, on entering Mecca, would not start with anything unless they had performed tawaf of the Kaaba, and would not finish their ihram. And no doubt, I saw my mother and my aunt, on entering Mecca, doing nothing before performing tawaf of the Kaaba, and they would not finish their ihram. And my mother informed me that she, her sister, Az-Zubayr, and such persons had assumed ihram for Umrah, and after passing their hands over the corner, the black stone, that is, finishing their Umrah, they finished their ihram.